Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Take a deep breath with me now and say it aloud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we are diving into one of the most sacred truths about wealth, that real prosperity is born out of devotion, not devotion to things. Not devotion to chasing money, but devotion to source itself. Because when your relationship with source is alive, intimate, and steady, your wealth flows from that place. Let's root today's episode in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This verse is the reminder that devotion is the currency of heaven. When you align yourself with Source, when your first loyalty, your first love, and your first focus is God within, then everything else falls into place. Money, opportunities, relationships, they flow naturally as the byproduct of your devotion. There was a time when I used to wonder if something was wrong with me. I would see opportunities come in my life, sometimes shiny, sometimes lucrative, sometimes attached to people who could open doors, and yet I walked away. For a while, I carried guilt around that. I thought maybe I was sabotaging myself. Maybe I wasn't ambitious enough. Maybe I didn't know how to play the game. But what I learned is this. Betraying myself is betraying Source. Because the values, the morals, the compass that live inside me, they aren't random. They're the blueprint Source placed in me. They are the way I know how to stay in alignment with God. I walked away from some big things. A software partnership that could have looked like a huge win. And yet today, I have software being sold under my brand. I walked away from a show where I was only the co-executive producer. And today, I have several projects coming out where I am the executive producer. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because one of the biggest fallacies out there is that you have to play the game, even when the game feels slimy. I don't accept that. Because if you keep bending to fit, when will it stop? When you no longer recognize yourself? When you've sold out your own soul in the process? And I won't make it sound like I get this perfect from the start. There are times I've ignored those little nudges and going too far into the deal, only to realize when it got big that I had to walk away. And those are painful decisions. But no matter what, I walk away. Because I co-create with my Source. I honor that relationship above everything else. And it has never failed me. When I think about walking away from opportunities that look good on the surface, I'm reminded of Jesus' words in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This verse is often quoted, but not often lived, because seeking the kingdom first doesn't just mean praying in the morning or reading scripture. It means putting devotion, that deep alignment with God's ways and God's voice above everything else, including money, power, or prestige. That's why betraying yourself is the same as betraying Source. When God has placed within you a compass of values and you override it just to win or get ahead, you're stepping outside the kingdom order. You're making the things the priority instead of the source of all things. There's also Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. That verse makes it plain. True wealth doesn't come from playing slimy games or ignoring your spirit. If there's sorrow attached to it, if there's compromise attached to it, if you have to cut yourself off from who God made you to be in order to get it, then it isn't a blessing. When I walked away from that software partnership, when I walked away from the co-executive producer role, it wasn't about rejecting opportunity. It was about honoring the truth that God is my source. And what always followed was greater, bigger, and without the sorrow. And that's the promise for all of us. If you seek him first, if you honor the inner compass he's given you, then the things you need and even the things you desire will be added unto you. They'll show up bigger, better, and without the heaviness of compromise. Metaphysically, devotion is the ultimate act of alignment. It is saying, my loyalty is to the unseen source within me, not to the appearance outside of me. Neville Goddard often said that imagination is the only reality. When you remain devoted to the inner state, the truth of who you are in God, then the outer world has no choice but to conform. To betray yourself is to betray the very power that creates worlds. But when you stay true to your inner knowing, the invisible responds with manifestations that match the faithfulness. Catherine Ponder wrote in The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, when you pay attention to God's guidance and obey it, prosperity of the most satisfying kind will unfold for you. Notice she said, the most satisfying kind. Because prosperity that comes through betrayal, compromise, or slimy shortcuts may look like abundance on paper, but it won't satisfy. It carries sorrow. True prosperity flows from devotion. Florence Scovel Shinn taught that every time we speak words of truth and act in alignment with divine law, we are planting seeds that must bring forth harvest. Betrayal of self plants weeds, but devotion plants fields of plenty. So devotion becomes a wealth frequency. It is not about striving, hustling, or forcing. It's about choosing again and again to honor Source within you, to trust the divine order of your life, even when appearances tempt you to take the deal, play the game, or accept less. And here's the paradox. When you don't chase opportunity, opportunity chases you. When you don't compromise, expansion finds you. When you walk away in devotion, you walk right into wealth that is pure, expansive, and aligned with your soul. Let's take a deep breath together and let it out slowly. This is not a place for judgment, only awareness. Simply notice what comes up for you as I ask these questions. Number one, where have I betrayed myself in the past for an opportunity? Write down a time when you said yes, but deep down, your spirit said no. What was the cost of that choice? How did it feel in your body, in your soul? Now, another breath. Let your shoulders soften. Number two, where have I honored my devotion instead? Recall a moment when you walked away from something that looked good on the outside, but didn't align with your inner truth. How did life meet you after that decision? Did something better show up? Notice how it feels in your heart as you bring this memory forward. Number three, what does devotion mean to me in my relationship with money? Does it mean trusting divine timing? Does it mean saying no to certain partnerships? Does it mean tithing, saving, or simply speaking words of alignment? Get clear about what devotion looks like for you. Take another deep breath, a deep breath in. And as you exhale, allow yourself to be honest without pressure. Number four, where am I still tempted to play the game or compromise? Be honest with yourself. In what area of your financial or business life are you still bending to fit in? Write it down without judgment. Now, a final breath, in through your nose, and release. Number five, affirm your sanctuary. In your journaling by writing this sentence three times. My devotion to source is my wealth. I am safe. I am guided. And I prosper when I honor the truth within me. Now, take a slow, deep breath in and let it out gently. Feel yourself soften into this moment. Now, I'm going to speak affirmations. As I say them, either repeat them aloud or whisper them within your heart. Let them settle into your body like truth. I am devoted to Source, and in that devotion, I am rich. My alignment creates my abundance. I prosper when I honor my truth. Every no that honors my soul makes space for a bigger yes. Source is my sanctuary. In that sanctuary, I am safe, I am whole, I am provided for. Now breathe that in and hold it and release slowly. Now let's move into a short visualization. Close your eyes if you can. Imagine yourself standing in front of two doors. One door glitters with opportunity. It looks good. It sparkles. But when you place your hand on it, you feel a sinking in your stomach, a tightening in your chest. That door represents betrayal of yourself. Now, you look at the second door. It doesn't shine in the same way. But when you touch it, you feel calm. You feel peace. Your shoulders relax. This door is your devotion. See yourself opening that door and stepping through. On the other side is light, expansive, endless light. And as you walk into it, you see opportunities flowing towards you, bigger than you imagine, but aligned, safe, and true. Take another breath here. Inhale the peace and exhale the fear. Anchor this moment with one last affirmation. My relationship with Source is my wealth, and I am never forsaken. Now, when you're ready, gently bring yourself back. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Return to the present moment, carrying the sanctuary within you. Take one more deep, steady breath with me. Remember, money isn't just about numbers. It's about alignment, devotion, and trust. When you honor your relationship with Source, You are building wealth that no one can take from you. Opportunities may come and go, but your sanctuary is eternal. Thank you for joining me today on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. If today's message resonated with you, I invite you to share this episode with someone you love. And if you're ready to go deeper, come join our community inside the Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich portal, where you'll find practices, tools, and connection to support your journey. You'll find all the details at happyhealthywholerich.com. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in every area of your life. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole.